Marcus.
Oh, dude.
Big ol' Marcus.
Right here.
Hello and welcome to the Native Ways Podcast. I'm your host, Richard Ellis, and joining me today is my co-host,
Christian Miller. And today we'll be going over an introduction of what we plan to do with the podcast.
Yeah, we're going to kind of talk some of the upcoming topics that we're going to discuss, kind of go through a little bit of the details as to what we have planned coming up, kind of give you all some teasers as to what we have coming up, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah, so going on a little background of kind of where I'm from. So I was born and raised Harker Heights, Killeen area, all my life. Got family here and just pretty much loved hunting and fishing, and, you know, just got started with Richard Ellis here not too long ago into the artifacts portion of everything. You know, he has a little more insight than I do as far as that goes, but just the overall aspect of everything is going to be mainly that, just getting with the community of hunting and fishing and just, you know, kind of getting everybody together and talking about it and bringing in some people that we know. But a little more background on Richard, he'll tell you.
Yeah, so I'm Richard Ellis. as Christian said, I'm a little more known in the artifact community than Christian is, but I've been digging for, probably 10, 11 years now since I was in high school. I was introduced to it by my dad in the Bell County area. Like I said, this podcast is based out of Central Texas. But don't get that confused. This is going to go into more hunting and fishing related stuff as well. It's not going to be just artifacts, but to get started, that's where we're going to kind of focus. It's going to be kind of a seasonal podcast. But that being said, more about myself. I grew up in little town of Florence, Texas. Currently, I live in Gatesville. I'm married. We live out here and raise livestock. Work for a roofing company, and my free time, you know, everything I can do, I'm eat, sleep, and breathe, hunting, digging, not fishing so much, but we do a lot of fishing. So that's what we plan to cover with this podcast. And like Christian said, the real motive to this is, you know, bringing the community together, letting some people dive a little further into what these hobbies are, a little more into artifacts, explaining and maybe even answering some questions relating to what digging is, what artifact collecting is, getting into the cultures of these people. And we're going to kind of go from there.
Yeah, so kind of a little hit on everything of what we're going to be going through throughout the season. So first segment that we're going to hit after we go through the season of artifacts this summer, we're going to go through dove season first. We have some plans to bring some people in and talk with them about that. I have a sunflower field that I planted, and, you know, we're going to have quite a few good hunts that we're going to be able to record and show and include with the podcast. So that'll just be some topics that we talk about and just go with whenever we're over that area of hunting.
Yeah, so like Christian said, I mean, and fortunately this year we've had plenty of rain to get these crops growing. Sunflower field at his place. We've got a big dove weed field planted at a place in Pidcoke. So we're pretty excited about the dove season this year, especially with what we saw last year. But the rains made things great for us. We're pretty excited about dove season. Then going from there, neither of us are super big deer hunters, but I mean, we do it and we know quite a few people that are pretty well into it, especially archery hunters. So we're going to try to bring in guests to talk about that, local biologists, things along that line. I know Christian probably does more deer hunting than I do.
Right. Yeah. So, we got a little herd out of my place out in Youngsport that we've been trying to support for a few years now. Just as far as the management, it's kind of hard with the high pressured area like it is. You know, we're just planting as much as we can, feeding out as much as we can, just to try to keep those deer in. But it's, you know, it's kind of hard to support the herd whenever you're getting the young ones killed every year. So that's the only bad part on that. But we'll bring some people in and we'll talk about how that's been affected and, you know, why it's getting to the point it is in this area as far as deer population and the quality of the deer that we're seeing. Because it seems to be in the past that I would say, you know, 5 or 6 years, I've been seeing a decrease in the amount of mature bucks in the area. a lot of the deer are getting sick, and we just had a lot of problems out in my area. I know that outside counties might have a lot better, you know, South Texas, whatever, they have it figured out, but in this area alone, you know, it's kind of more familiar to me, and that's what I'm basing, you know, off of what I'm trying to say. So pretty much going on the deer hunting portion, that's kind of where I'm at, where we'll be, and we'll have some people in as well that, you know, as Richard stated, biologists and some other guys that are into development and management that I actually specialize at in Fort Hood, and we'll come in and we'll talk with them more about some in-depth vegetation structure of how these deer are getting supported.
Yeah, definitely some people in the area, you know, local people that know how the herds develop here, the hardships they go through. So what is affecting their antler development, their herd development. We'll bring in some breeders probably that we know, and some people that have worked on deer farms as well. And even, you know, probably bring some content relating to exotics. We're kind of fortunate to have a place that may start getting some exotics on it. We also know quite a few people that raise and breed exotics. So that stuff we'll talk a little bit about here and there. But like we said, you know, not just an artifact podcast. I mean, we're going to go around and we're going to cover everything. We're true outdoorsmen from the ground up, literally. That being said, you know, our two loves are probably artifacts and duck hunting. So, you know, right during deer season is when our real one kicks off is duck hunting. That's kind of our passion. So I'll let Christian kind of get into that because he's the one that got me into duck hunting kind of as I got him into artifacts. So that's where we're kind of excited to see and kind of feed off of each other.
Right. So going through the duck season this year, we're looking forward to it with having the amount of water that we've had this year. We've been kind of blessed with that aspect of it. So tend to have a little bit more duck holes open this year and maybe actually get some more limits than we've had on public and on private land. So that's going to be a big thing this year is being able to actually get to spots where the ducks want to be instead of trying to find them where they aren't, you know?
Yeah. So. Yeah. And, you know, so I've been duck hunting for 2 years now with Christian. The first season was, I would think, pretty exceptional for our area. And then last year would probably be absolutely dismal. When we had expected to have a great season with these, you know, huge crops of birds and then no water, no food source. So the hunts were less than par for the most of it, but we made some great connections last year. People that y'all will definitely see on here, some guides, some different outfitters, and then some locals and, you know, people that are just as passionate about this stuff as we are. And like you said, really looking forward to this season, especially with the way things are looking right now. We're going to try to travel across the state a little bit. Same with arrowheads, you know. Deer hunting is not going to travel as much, but basically everything else we're going to incorporate in this podcast, we're across the state of Texas. We're not just here in Central Texas. But yeah, we're very excited about the duck season this year. Following duck season, probably third on my list is predator hunting. It's something we're really into, something we do a lot of, especially in the spring, you know, early spring, late winter time frame, you know, January to March, tournaments kick up and, you know, breeding season for deer. That's when we're really going to get into that. Christian's been kind of getting into that with us a little more recently, so let him kind of weigh in.
All right, so yeah, the biggest thing on the predator season is obviously all the contests that we enter in every year. There's quite a few different ones that we're going to be a part of, but y'all get more insight on that and kind of see the rundown of how it goes. We're going to have multiple podcasts talking about that with our team members, so you'll be seeing Andy Benoist and Garrett Glazner on here as well, and they'll be with us and kind of explain how our team runs and how we do things and, you know, how we are trying to get some money. So
that'll
be one thing that we shoot for, but, you know, it's not always a slam dunk in hunting and fishing. You know, you kind of just have to work for it and just hope the outcomes are in your favor, but sometimes they aren't. And that'll be something that we go over as well and explain a little bit more in depth whenever the time comes.
Yeah, and that being said, too, so you know, every tournament season, I say tournament season, we do a lot of work for farmers and ranchers too, you know, with sheep herds and cattle herds, cover a pretty big chunk of chunk of Texas during the predator season. But we do a lot of different, use a lot of different gear, you know, from rifles, ammunition, thermals, suppressors. So we'll bring some of that stuff in, talk about that, do some gear reviews, talk different optics. The further we get into that stuff too, talk high racks, different high rack builds, maybe meet with some other teams as well, talk tactics, different collars with all these new ones on the market, especially some interesting ones that came out this year. That stuff we'll probably discuss too. But like Christian said, I mean, ultimately we're trying to put fur on the ground and put some money in our pockets during tournament season. So that's what we'll really talk on, is recapping tournaments, talk about local tournaments that maybe some people don't know about that are good ones to get into, and fun contests. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, like Richard said, it's mainly putting fur on the ground and keeping fur above the ground when it comes to these farmers and ranchers that are looking to keep their calves and looking to keep, you know, the kids and the lambs that they have on the ground that usually are on the ground whenever this season comes about. So, you know, it's about supporting the community. Like we said to begin with, is we're here to support the community. We're here to make sure that it's known that we're here for good, not bad. So maybe that's the biggest thing that we're going to incorporate with everything, is kind of take the bad blood out of the name of hunting and fishing and finding artifacts. It's not always about just greed. It's about more than that. And, you know, that's why we're here to talk about it. And that's why we're here to try to make a name for ourselves, so everybody can be supported in the community and we can be supported as well. So that's the main thing we're looking for. And, you know, hope y'all understand that as well.
Yeah, that's a pretty good point. I mean, everything we do, you know, somebody's going to have a bad outlook on it. We'll probably get backlash for a freaking name that we've got, but, you know, we expect that, and we're going to fight that same as we're going to fight people on conservation. We're going to fight people on predator hunting. I mean, every year we're trying to gain access for all this, you know, whether it be digging, dove hunting, deer hunting, duck hunting, coyote calling, and we're making social media posts and things like that to gain access, because, you know, at the end of the day, they are renewable resources. So we have to extend our horizons. And every year we get backlash when we make a post, or, you know, we post a picture of a dead fox. Oh, why are you killing the fox? The fox don't hurt anything. Well, you're wrong. And that stuff we'll dive into here as well. The same with artifacts. You know, everybody that is uneducated on artifacts thinks that anybody that digs is digging grave sites, things like that. So that stuff we'll discuss, and we'll even probably bring in some archaeologists, hopefully some authenticators, things like that too, to get a little further into that, discuss the eras and stuff, and actually maybe educate some people. And, you know, most of y'all that are listening are going to be informed, and not, it's not really going to apply to you, but still try to bring y'all some interesting topics and maybe even, you know, something to support yourself in those arguments going forward, or those discussions with landowners and you know, just everyday people that aren't informed. but back on track, you know, so we're kind of going through this by the season, kind of the way we kind of laid this out. And so, you know, fall and predator season, that leads into turkey season. You know, turkeys are breeding in the spring and having their young, you know, late spring, right about the time we're wrapping up coyote season. So what's your thoughts on that one?
Yeah, so we have some good bit of turkeys that are coming on our land right now. We've had a pretty good offspring this year. They've hatched and they've survived so far. They're getting big enough to where they can fly away and protect themselves and whatnot, and, you know, go in with their groups to not get killed. So that's a good thing. We're looking to get some good gobblers. We let a few pass this year, and, you know, we're looking forward to finding them next year and finding where they're roosting and getting on them. So that's a big part of where we're at on my place as well, over there in Youngsport. You know, we're gonna call them in, we're gonna get some footage and explain all the stories, and we're gonna be excited to share everything with you as far as how it goes, what our, you know, night before looks like, all the way to the after you get the bird on the ground. So everything in between, and also the processing, and potentially throwing in some recipes and some way that we cook stuff, just to kind of share all of our knowledge and, and get it out there for
everyone to know. Bring in some big local barbecue legends.
Yep. Shout out to Buck and Grizz.
That a baby, Matt. But no, that being said, yeah, we, you know, every season we're looking forward to this year. I mean, it seems like we got a good crop of everything. I don't know if it's the rain or the vegetation or what. I mean, I would think rain brings growth and everything, and that's what it's looking like. Looks like a good fawn crop, good pullet crop. So I'm pretty pumped. We're not, like I said, there's certain areas that we're not as involved in, like the deer hunting and the turkey hunting, but that doesn't mean we're not going to do it. It doesn't mean we're not educated in it. You know, everything we do the fullest. We spend weeks on weeks prepping everything. When it comes, especially tournament time, I mean, we'll talk a tournament 3 weeks out every day. Just what are we going to do? Where are we going? What's our game plan? It's going to be the same thing with turkeys, same thing with digging. I mean, once we get onto something and get focused, we get excited. And, you know, part of that too, that excitement is bringing you all this content. And that's what we plan to do. So, like we said, turkey hunting, we'll probably, again, bring in some biologists, talk with biologists on, you know, what's affecting our turkey populations. Because in some areas, they're definitely declining. Maybe bring in some guides that we know for that as well. And then tying into even more birds, we're going to get onto game birds. So I'll let Christian speak on that because he's got the connections there.
Right, yeah. So we know a few guys that are pretty well known for raising quail and also some other game bird species that we've noticed a dramatic decrease in population over the past few years. You know, I mean, if you're from Central Texas, you know that we used to have quite a few quail in this area, but they all got killed or died. You know, it seems like if you throw a quail in a pen with water and food, it still dies. So it doesn't, you know, it's not a huge thing as far as the survival of quail, but it's something that, you know, a lot of people, that was their livelihood. That was what they liked to do. That's their hobby, was quail hunting. They lived, breathed, and, you know, they study it every day. So we got one of those guys that's going to come on and, you know, talk about that and explain all the reasons why what happened and kind of what we can do to prevent it and what we can do to help. And that's another thing, too, is just incorporating that into just how we do what we do as far as in the hunting community and fishing community. It's not always about just, like I said before, the kill. You know, we're providing for our families. We're, what I like to say is, I'm trying to think of the word, we're harvesting everything, you know. It's a harvest. It's not just a kill, you know, for the most part. And unless you're going into predator hunting, then, you know, I'm not going to eat a fox, probably not, but... You know, that's
stinking ass bobcat.
Yeah, there's no bobcats that I'm gonna eat, but I know some people that have, and you know,
yeah, they
power to them. I don't know really how to go about that. I don't know if you use them as stew meat or if you just throw them and sear them down or what you do. But
I don't know. I'm sure
there's some guys out there that'll let you know.
Yeah, I've heard from a handful of people that cat's pretty good. One of the guys actually is a taxidermist, and that might be somebody we try to bring on. But he's told me mountain lion is dang good, and I've heard that from a few. And I know there's some people out there that'll eat bobcat, but yeah, I stuck one in a gun sack one time because I had to get it out of a property, and the smell that was emitting from that gun bag for a few weeks was...
Yeah, they don't even smell good fresh, so...
No, yeah, hell no. I ain't eating one.
Me neither.
But on further note with the game birds... you know, a big part of bird hunting is dogs, too, and we're pretty passionate about dogs. Sadly, my wife, you know, likes to take in any dog we see, so we've always got dogs in here. But that being said, you know, game dogs we like, and we've got some cool connections with that. We're going to try to bring in some people to talk, you know, genetics with dogs and contests and how to train these dogs. Especially bird dogs. May talk some pig dogs too. You know, anything that's relating to hunting, if it's a dog, we'll probably have somebody to talk about it at some point. And what's your thoughts, Christian? I mean,
yeah. So I mean, we're gonna bring in people that know about, you know, coon dogs, duck dogs, just normal upland game bird dogs, just pretty much any sort of dog hunting that you can think of. Like I said, Richard even said pig dogs. We know a guy for that. So we're gonna bring everybody and have them share their knowledge with y'all, and we're gonna pretty much, I guess, see what your thoughts are and see if you like it or not, and we'll go from there. But you know, the main reason is just to educate and be educated. So if there is something that we're saying that you don't agree with, just let us know. We'll be proud to respond. But
yeah, and I mean, ultimately, man, at the end of the day, we're not biologists, and we're not professionals at this by any means. This is just our hobbies, something that we live. We're just trying to tie the communities together, you know, bring y'all some content that relates to people, because really, to me, there's nobody out there that's going to be doing what we're going to be doing. So we're trying to bring something that's relatable, especially to the artifact community, because nobody's doing it. I mean, I've got a TikTok that does pretty well. There's some other people that I know that have YouTube channels that do pretty well. So, you know, it's getting to our community, but we're trying to expand it and really bring some good content, some good information in all realms of outdoors. And we may not know the most about everything that we're going to talk about, but we're going to have somebody on here that does. And, you know, these first episodes, especially this one, might be a little awkward, but I guarantee the content we'll be bringing in the future will be well worth the listen. Some of these people we're going to have on, some of these sites we're going to visit. You know, a lot of our plan is to do a lot of on-site podcasting, you know, at dig sites in the duck blind, which that's going to be a chore in its own, having to work around podcasting equipment while trying to kill birds, but right. It's going to be cool. I don't think anybody's really doing it. I mean, the closest thing I've seen is, like Christian said a while back, somebody had a podcast in a pig blind shooting pigs while podcasting.
Right.
Sounds pretty cool, but let's see what happens in a duck blind, right?
Right, yeah, we're going to be holding the microphone and the duck call at the same time. Making sure that y'all get every piece of it.
Yeah, maybe calling up a gobbler and busting him at 10 steps while podcasting. That'd be pretty sweet.
Yeah,
it's not going to be easy. The stuff we're going to be doing is not going to be easy, but, you know, nothing worthwhile is easy. And that's what our voice is, mainly, is to show y'all that. Like we said a minute ago, all this stuff we're doing is controversial. There's always going to be backlash, but you know, we're here to give y'all a voice and for our voice to be heard. Maybe, like we said, at the end of the day, educate some people. Worst case, just give y'all some content that you can enjoy. And we don't expect much out of this first podcast, but we definitely do. The one we're shooting next week, I'm pretty excited about. I think it's going to be a good one, and it's going to bring a lot of content on one episode. Some of the people we've got lined up, and I'm not going to give any spoilers as to what we've got lined up, but when we drop them, y'all see them and y'all will know and think, yeah, that's going to be a good episode.
Yeah, I would say that, what we got coming is definitely going to be something that y'all would be wanting to hear and be waiting on. So our plan is to drop on August 7th. That's going to be 3 episodes all lined up. So, if you're hearing this now, it'll be on August 7th. So, you know, kind of trying to get ahead of the game, and, you know, y'all hear it by that time, but, y'all see all our social medias on Instagram and Facebook, Native Ways Podcast. So if y'all see that, then y'all can hit us a follow and see what we have coming before. Our plan is to do a podcast every 2 weeks. Plan to do that pretty consistently. So if there's anything that y'all want to hear, you know, just send us a message, let us know. Anything y'all want to know, just let us know as well. That's
definitely,
that's part of it. You know, we want to hear back from our viewers and our following and give y'all what you want.
Yeah. And like we've said throughout, you know, this episode, we don't expect much on this episode, but we have harped, you know, this is a community, or these are community, you know, hobbies. And, so a big thing for us is listening to our listeners and what they want to hear, what they want to see. Because like we said, too, there's going to be some video coming out with this stuff. Maybe not right off the bat, but we're going to get there. But, you know, at the end of the day, we're not doing this to hear ourselves talk. We're doing this so y'all can hear and y'all can learn and y'all can, you know, anybody that's met Christian and I know, you know, we're nice guys. We care about people. We care about these hobbies. We're very passionate about this stuff. And that's why we're doing this. So, you know, we want to meet as many people as we can doing this. And you'll learn that as you get to know us through this podcast, through our videos, that's the kind of guys we are. All the people we're going to have on this podcast, it's not because, you know, we haven't made good connections or you know, we have a bad rep with our name. You know, we're reputable guys. If you don't know us already, but you will, and that's our plan. You know, we want it to be a community thing. We want to hear from y'all. We want y'all's input, y'all's feedback. Shoot, we want y'all on here. You know, if you got something good to say and think you can bring some value to this, come on with it.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. If you got something that you want to talk about and, you know, you are knowledgeable in some areas, or you, even if you're not knowledgeable, you got a good stories, you know, that's another thing that we're incorporating too. We're going to have a lot of good stories, and that's just what I think people want to hear, and I feel like it'll be nice telling it.
Yeah.
You know, everybody likes a good story.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I listen to podcasts all the time. There's a guy, or there's a podcast called Big Honker Podcast. They talk about a lot of wildlife related stuff, kind of like we'll do, but they have a really well-known poacher. Some of y'all listening might know of Charles Beatty, poached the King in the Kennedy Ranch. And man, that guy has some stories that you can listen to for hours and hours and hours. Not saying that we're going to bring on any poachers, but, if I got the opportunity to interview Charles Beatty, I definitely would.
Yeah, we know a few.
That being said, you know, we're going to try to keep everything by the book here. Bring on informed guests, but, you know, love good stories. People want to hear a good story, and we're going to have some for sure enough storytellers on here too. But ultimately, you know, again, bring some information to y'all. This podcast, this episode, we expect to be kind of boring, kind of not going to do too well, but the stuff going forward, we think will be excellent. And we hope that y'all come along with us.
Right. Yeah. This is just kind of a brief overview of everything to be expected. There'll be more beyond that we have written down for ideas. This is just kind of a, like I said, it's a brief overview of what's to be expected within the coming months. You know, we have enough content that we're hoping that'll be good for, I would say, at least the next year easily.
Yeah definitely.
You know, we have a plan. We want to build this podcast, and we want to expand beyond it, and we're going to do everything within our means to do that.
So. Absolutely. And two, just, you know, something we haven't really hit on. We've kind of gone over our topics that we'll discuss, but we're going to categorize these topics too. So like with artifacts, we're going to get into different areas of digging, different areas of archaeology, try to bring in authenticators. You know, we're going to talk pay digs. We're going to review pay dig sites. Not necessarily review, but we're going to give y'all kind of an on-site feel of what this pay dig is, how it operates, what's coming out. And just a little spoiler. Well, by the time y'all hear this, it'll already be released. But next week's episode is going to be an on-site pay dig episode with some cool cats. But you know, and the same thing with duck hunting. You know, we're going to go to these outfitters, we're going to go to different guides, do on-site reviews there, how our experience was, how the lodging was, if they offer lodging, how the food was, how the hunt was. And our plan is to do these recaps, like I said, on-site, you know, post hunt, post dig, post fish, you know, with the guides there, with their expertise, what their knowledge is, what their game plan was, and how they got there. Bring that side of things to y'all too. So that's kind of our goal.
Right. Yeah. So basically just getting a rundown from everybody that we run into, as far as that's more knowledgeable than us, of how they go through everyday operations of them being a guide, them being an operator, you know, anything like that. So that's pretty much where we're at. And that's where we're shooting to go with this podcast. Like I said, I wanted to keep this one short and sweet right here, about 30 minutes. So, just stay tuned and be ready for what we have to come.
Yeah. They won't be as awkward going forward. You know, sitting behind a mic, staring at your buddy across the room is a little weird for the first time, but, as we get into this and get into, you know, more guests and more topics and actually focusing in on a specific topic, I think these will be a lot better for y'all. But ultimately, this is just an intro that's going to be awkward. But we hope y'all stay around. We're going to be honest with y'all. We're going to shoot you straight the whole time and try to bring y'all some really, really cool content. So we hope y'all hang around.
All right. We'll see y'all on the next one.
Yep. Later.
Hell yeah, motherfucker. Jeez. How long was it?
30 minutes.
Perfect.